With a fee, five, fo, and a hey, and a ho, and a fiddle, and a diddle, and a rhyme. The tale you're gonna hear happened such a long time ago. Once upon a time. Once upon a time. The Adventures of Alice in Wonderland. Once upon a time, in Middle England, there lived a pretty young girl called Alice. One day, Alice was walking across a field when she came across an unusually large rabbit hole. As curiosity got the better of her, she stopped in her tracks and she peered down the hole.
Can I help you? Why are you looking down my rabbit hole?
Inquired a voice from behind. Alice looked round, and she was alarmed to see a large white rabbit standing behind her. He was wearing a black and white pinstriped suit, and over his left eye he had a monocle, and in his right paw he held a long black walking stick.
"Oh, hello," said Alice. I just couldn't resist peering down the rabbit hole. I've never seen one so large."
"And what, pray, is your name?"
"Oh, my name's Alice, and I do apologise if I've caused you any offence."
"Nah, not at all," said the white rabbit. "I presumed you'd come to join the tea party."
"Tea party?"
asked Alice.
"I know nothing of that."
"Oh," said the rabbit. "It's being held in my warren by my good friend the Mad Hatter. Would you like to attend?"
"Why, yes. That sounds fantastic," replied Alice. "It's very kind of you to invite me."
"Very well," said the white rabbit. "I won't be joining you for a while, because I've got things to attend to here, but send the Mad Hatter my regards and tell him I'll catch up with him later. In you go. Bon voyage,"
he added before prodding Alice with his walking stick, thus sending her careering down the rabbit hole, which appeared to be about a mile long. Screamed the petrified Alice, who eventually landed safely on a huge polka dot sofa in the large rabbit warren, which she noted had black and white pinstripe wallpaper, very similar to that of the white rabbit's suit.
"Oh, yeah, missus, yeah. Oh, who are you while you're at home?"
asked the Mad March Hare, who was sitting on a polka dot chair just inches away from Alice. He wore an ill-fitting black suit, and he wore a large, crooked top hat that looked like it had seen better days.
"My name's Alice, and I was invited to the tea party by the white rabbit. In fact, he pushed me down the hole with his stick, which is how I found myself here,"
explained Alice.
Oh, I see, yes, said the Mad March Hare. "Well, welcome to the tea party. My name is the Mad Hatter. Would you like some tea?"
he inquired. And without waiting for an answer, he poured cups of tea from a psychedelic teapot.
There you go, get that down, you go. Oh, yes. And help yourself to cucumber sandwiches. They're absolutely delicious."
"Why, thank you,"
she said. As Alice politely nibbled on the cucumber sandwiches and drank the tea, the Mad Hatter got up and fixed her with a crazy stare.
Where on earth is my good friend, the White Rabbit? The tea party's incomplete without him."
"Oh, I nearly forgot. I have a message from the White Rabbit. He says he has things to attend to, but he will see you all later."
Oh, this is ridiculous," said the Mad Hatter. "Nobody but you has turned up. I feel everyone here in Wonderland has snubbed me. Yes, they're all rude and inconsiderate."
"Wonderland?"
asked Alice curiously.
Yes, Wonderland. I feel so let down. No one's turned up to my tea party apart from you."
He banged his fists on the table several times during his childish tantrum. Alice became a little concerned, and she headed for the nearby door.
Where do you think you're going?"
shouted the Mad Hatter.
"I haven't finished my tantrum yet."
"Oh, I'm just heading out for a breath of fresh air. I'll be back soon,"
Alice said politely as she left the rabbit warren, closing the door firmly behind her.